Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's kick some ass.
Let's do just that. All right. We've been talking about, everybody's been talking about the NBA China controversy.
Not as much as we have, though. Some people have shied away from it.
No, a lot of people have. You're absolutely right. Maybe we've talked about it more than most. I don't know. More than most.
We didn't
sure.
get a muzzle from our management at all. Nothing at all.
No. It's a big story. It needs to be discussed. And so the first player to really discuss it at length is appropriately, if there's going to be a player to step up and talk about it, you would think it would be the face of the league, LeBron James, probably the most outspoken player in the league. And he talked about it yesterday for the first time. And here's a snippet of what he said.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't want to get a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand. And he spoke. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Now, Rob, LeBron James is getting destroyed.
And rightfully
so. Not just nationally, and I'm going to give it up to you in a moment. Not just nationally, but internationally. In Hong Kong, they've held a demonstration where they're burning his jersey. And here in the United States, he's getting criticism left and right. So I'm going to let you go ahead and address it first. What are your thoughts?
I think LeBron James could not be more wrong. And talk about selfish. LeBron James is the selfish one. This is about sneaker business in China. This is about his money. Go back and read the quote, the tweet from Daryl Morey. What's uneducated about it? About democracy and freedom? LeBron James, you get to play basketball and make millions of dollars and sell your T-shirts and soda pop and sneakers because of democracy. What are you talking about? I want to see what tweet was uneducated. There was nothing in that tweet that wasn't what we all live by. The issues that we deal with in this country are more complicated than the idea of democracy, of people having a right to live free and do as they want. That's what we do. This whole notion that Daryl Morey did something wrong. China doesn't want it. They're a communist nation. I get it. They don't want that stuff out there. They want to regain control of Hong Kong. And the people of Hong Kong don't want it. What part don't you get? And then to talk about, well, there's ramifications and hurting people financially. Hurting you! That's what this is about. Right? Because you don't want what you have going to stop. I get it. You're a very rich man. But that's where they make your sneakers. That's what this is about. And if you want to be taken seriously as this global icon, it can't be just when it's right for you. And the same people LeBron talking about, there's a time and a place, and he should have waited till we came back from China or said it another time. Those are the same people who told the NFL players, don't do it during my NFL game. Go do it down the block or 20 miles from here in a park and march in a circle where nobody can see you or nobody can hear you. There was only one good time to do it, when they were heading to China. When other time would you do it? That's how you draw attention to stuff. That's how things get changed. The way things get changed in the world, somebody's got to feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I've never seen anything change when everybody's hunky-dory and life is great. Somebody has to feel uncomfortable. Daryl Morey didn't do anything wrong other than express his support for democracy. I'll stand with that guy anytime.
Rob, what LeBron said, first of all, he would have been better off not addressing it. He really would have. What he said, it's indefensible. It's indefensible. Now, first he said that Daryl Morey was only thinking about himself. The very nature of the tweet was for millions of people who are oppressed. Daryl Morey tweeted about people in Hong Kong fighting for democracy, about the Uyghur Muslims who are millions of them who are in concentration camps. How in the world is that only thinking about yourself? Like, that's just contradictory on its face. If he were only thinking of himself, he would sit there in Houston with his cushy job running the front office for a basketball team and not get involved in such matters. He could have lost his job. He is probably being hated on by people within the league, other front offices, people in his own organization, and certainly players, because I think LeBron was speaking for a lot of players. So that in and of itself is just ludicrous, that he was only thinking of himself. Do I understand LeBron saying we were over there in China when all this was going on and it was a bit uncomfortable? We didn't know what was going on. Some of our families were there. I get that. But here's the thing. Whatever inconveniences the players were going through, whatever they were, I don't know what they were, but whatever inconveniences they were going through, pale in comparison to what those Muslims who are being oppressed over there are going through, and to what the people in China who don't have freedom of speech and other freedoms are going through, people in Hong Kong. So I was stunned by the tone deafness of what LeBron said. He's obviously been very conscientious about different issues here in the United States. And for him to come out and say that was baffling. It really was. He should have, if he's going to say anything of substance, he should have basically took the line Adam Silver did, that we stand behind our right to freedom of speech. We support Daryl Morey's right to say what he said. It's a complicated issue. And, you know, it was uncomfortable over there because we didn't know what was going on, but I'm glad to be back. And you could have left it at that if you didn't really want to get deep. And LeBron came out today, and we'll get to this a little later, and kind of doubled down on his statement. And one thing he said was every issue is not, I don't believe every issue should be everyone's problem. Meaning, you know, everybody can't address every problem, which I get, understand, and agree with.
I do too, Chris. I agree with that. I don't want you to stand up on a soapbox on every issue.
Right.
But what Daryl Morey said, I'm sorry, is fundamentally what we live by.
I agree. And here's the other thing, Rob. I understand you can't address every issue. But when other issues are similar or in the same quote-unquote family as the issues that are important to you, even if you don't put a full-fledged effort to fight against it because it, you know, it may be in another country or wherever, right, you should be supportive of that, of those who are fighting that issue or who do speak out against it. Example, racism is similar to human rights violations.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing. It's just taken to a further degree in China. So you can't really speak out against racism and then poo-poo those, chastise, criticize those who speak out against human rights violations. Even if it's not your fight in China, if that's what you feel like and believe, you at least should be supportive of those who do feel it's their fight.
100%.
You can't, it's just, and here's the thing, Rob, and I hope, I mean, we just had a policeman inexplicably kill an unarmed black woman
in her own home,
in her house in Fort Worth, Texas. I would love to hear LeBron and other athletes speak out about that. The question is, has LeBron damaged? I don't think it should stop him from speaking out here, but how are people going to receive it?
Doesn't sound the same. It won't have the same bass. You know, Chris, you always talk about the bass in your voice. I'm telling you, either you believe in what's right or you don't. You can't pick and choose. And
right.
No, if Daryl Morey went on some tirade about the Chinese government, it was just throwing support to democracy.
Right.
That's what he did, Chris. Did you hear him say they should storm the Chinese government and behead the dictator?
Not
any
at
of
all.
That? None of
Not
that.
At all.
None of that. That would I touch that? No. Nobody would want to touch that. That's not what he did.
To I believe LeBron is for oppressed people here in America, particularly African Americans. But you can't be for oppressed people here in America, but not be for oppressed people elsewhere. He tweeted it out last year. Injustice everywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Hello.
A Martin Luther King quote.
And I'll say this too. The only thing, Chris, worse than the bad people who do things to other people are when good people turn away and don't try to combat it. That's worse when good people know what's going on and they don't do anything about it.
Well, here's the thing, Rob. That's an appropriate way to end this segment. What Daryl Morey did, unwittingly, I believe, was he pulled the cover off. He exposed the ugliness of, and it's not just the NBA, because it's tons of American corporations. And it could spill over into that too. But this has been going on for 30 years. And everybody's turned a blind eye to it. Now, Daryl Morey exposed it. And so now it's known. It's out there. Everybody's talking about what's going on. And this is the last thing I would say about LeBron saying social media, maybe not always the right place. Daryl Morey thinking about himself. Daryl Morey has started a conversation that could have good ramifications for people in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it will, but now we're talking about it. Now people, I've said it on TV myself and radio. Look at all these other American corporations. NBA's not alone. All these other American corporations are kowtowing to China as well. People are talking about it. Perhaps it'll have an effect. Because if you remember, Rob, in the late 80s, throughout the 90s, the drum beat got so strong against apartheid in South Africa.
No doubt about it.
That American colleges and corporations divested from South Africa to try to end apartheid, and they were successful.
Absolutely. And what happened? Who else took center stage? The entertainers who refused to go to Sun City and perform where they had performed for years, Chris. They stopped going.
Look, as an African-American, if someone from another country tweet a powerful person connected to a powerful business or league tweeted about the unarmed shooting killings of blacks, I'd be thankful. I wouldn't poo-poo it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think? Has this changed or is this changing your perception of LeBron James? Your turn to weigh in, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. Hiring the right person takes time. Time that you often don't have. But you shouldn't let a time crunch get in the way of finding the right candidates for your business. That's why LinkedIn is the best place to post your job. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and connects you with candidates who match your business perfectly. That's how LinkedIn can make sure your job post gets in front of people you want to hire. People with the skills, qualifications, and other insights that help LinkedIn paint a better picture of potential candidates. It's no wonder great candidates are hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn. Find the right person meant for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want, and the first $50 is on them. Just visit LinkedIn.com/oddcouple. That's LinkedIn.com/oddcouple to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions do apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
So what are your thoughts last night's game? A lot of people, Rob Parker, and I know you want to beat your chest a little. I'll give you a little room for that. Your Packers. You heard the new name of the Green Bay Packers.
What
is it? The official new name. The Green Bay Packers and referees.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's the new name for the team.
Unbelievable.
After Rob, and I'm not, look, you probably think I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I do. I'm challenging Aaron. I know Aaron's greatness.
I thought he had a good game. Last night, he made some throws, Chris, that were vintage Aaron.
He made
Aaron.
Some awesome
Am
throws.
I right?
That touchdown, I can't even describe.
You can't throw a ball better.
The touchdown in the corner to end zone, right? He was the Aaron Rodgers that we've all known and loved.
Exactly.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm a guy that good, I want to see the championships, or at least, you know, getting to the Super Bowl. I want him to have that equivalent to his ability. That's why I kind of want more from him. He's given it to us. I know statistically it's not what we might have expected, but obviously they're 5-1. He's playing good football. But all that aside, Rob, you have to admit, they benefited greatly from some horrible calls.
There's no doubt about it. I said it on Twitter after terrible calls, at least the one, because the other one did show.
The second one on Trey Flowers.
Right. Not the first one. Everybody said two, but it's not. You could see there's a video. I saw it with his hands up to his face mask and face. But the other one was a bad call. There's no doubt about it. And here's my only argument. This is what we see in the NFL all the time, Chris. We saw in front of our faces in the last year with the Saints and the Rams. Didn't we all watch that
game?
That's one of the most horrendous calls we've ever seen.
I agree. And I was with you on, like, I don't want to hear it. It happens.
It happens all the time.
This was almost throughout the game. They called the Lions for 12 men on the field. The Packers had 13 men on the field. They didn't call it. It kind of gave them the time to call timeout. You know, and, right. And, like, there were calls. And I'm generally with you, Rob, because it tends to even out. But last night was a little over the top, I thought, as the officiating. And these are complaints that have been going on all year about the officiating, Rob. I don't even know why they made that new challenge rule for pass interferences. Because nobody's winning, you know?
And it's been bad, Chris. I just cannot get over how bad the officiating is. And it's hurting the game. Like yesterday, it should have been more talk about some of the plays and the throws.
Right.
Instead, it was all about the officials. I've said this before, and I'm not an ageist. I'm not against older people. But I just wonder about the refereeing. And, Chris, are the guys, can they keep up? Are they behind plays? What are they not seeing? I'm serious about this. I think you might need to do something to make these guys full-time guys, some younger guys who can keep up with these young players. The refereeing in the NFL is at an all-time low. I think it's awful.
Well, you make good points, and it's the same. I'm not saying it's at an all-time low in the NBA, but as far as older referees, and obviously, we're not against older guys
not at all.
Having these jobs. Here's the thing, though. This is a unique job. You can't play in the NFL at 50.
Right.
Or 60. It's one of those unique jobs. And is it, realistic to expect 65-year-old men to keep up with 20-year-old athletes?
This is what I'm talking about. And I've said this for a while. Something doesn't work out. Something's wrong because they're always a day late, a dollar short. They can't see. What? Why?
And I know that they need reading glasses.
I don't have my reading glasses, I can't eat because I can't order from the menu.
I think, Rob, they should have the sky judge. They talked about it, but I think that's one answer. And they're having league meetings right now as we speak. But I think one of the things they need to institute is a sky official, sky judge, whatever they're going to call it. And that's the guy that in the booth that can immediately change a call if there's an egregious miss or a bad call made. Why not? What's wrong with that?
I understand part of it, Chris. Nobody wants to sit there for 5 hours. Because the problem with the NFL, if you want to get there, is you'll be like, that was a holding. Somebody just threw a game when he – no, there was a holding. Let's rewind the tape. Let's look at the offensive line. Do you want to do that? Do you want that game?
I don't want that game. I hear you, but what was it? Was it the Jets game where they called six straight penalties?
Yeah.
The Dallas New York Jets game.
Right.
Six straight penalties. And to be honest, I thought Witten, there was pass interference on Witten on that last play. Was there not?
I don't know.
In the end zone.
Was that ball catchable?
Yeah, I thought it was pass interference, but that would have been a seventh straight play. Human nature is probably telling you we're not throwing the flag no matter what,
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation, but let's throw it out to the callers. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is the officiating in the NFL ruining the game for you guys? Is it ruining your viewing experience or even if you're at the stadium? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob. We just heard Robert Klimko of Sports Illustrated say that he thinks the Cowboys would get rid of Dak Prescott before they get rid of Jason Garrett, which I just find baffling. It's hard for me to believe that. And you're not a Dak fan, but I would imagine that's even hard for you to believe.
Well, if they had to make a choice, I'm with you. I don't see that happening. But the only thing, Chris, when you look at it, and this is why I think that the Cowboys can say all the nice things they want about Dak, but if they really believed that they had their franchise quarterback, he would have been taken care of before the other guys, and they've signed just about everybody else.
Because he's asking for so much money.
No, but I just would if I really believed he's my guy, I'm gonna take care of my quarterback, and I'm not positive or not convinced that the Cowboys believe, and I think that's why they've taken time with him, is that it's not as obvious as it should be. Like when the same thing with the Redskins. Franchise tag. They didn't believe in him, Chris. Didn't that tell you? I'm not saying it's the same exact as that went on in D.C. that's happening now. I'm not. But I'm saying when you hesitate, what's the hesitation?
I think the hesitation is that he's asking to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Now, is he that? No. He's not. That's how it works. It was Garoppolo. It was Cousins. It was Goff. So I know that's how it works. But if I were Dallas, I would be holding on too. And kind of like we talked about with Zeke at the beginning of the year, how, it was going to become a game of chicken. This is kind of becoming a game of chicken played out in the regular season. If he keeps playing, and he's playing fine, I think, obviously leading the league in QBR, but he's not lighting it up and they're 3-3. If this continues, say they don't make the playoffs, then I think it hurts his negotiation. You know, his
stance. If they don't make the playoffs, it's a totally different conversation.
Right. And if they do make them and go maybe to the conference championship, then it helps him. So they're both, it's going to ride on how things go this season. But here's what Jerry Jones said about Jason Garrett on 105 The Fan. Here it is, the audio.
We've got a lot invested in Jason Garrett. He's had a lot of years that he's been a part of the Cowboys, and he's evolved into what I think is a top coach. He would be a very sought-after coach if he were out here in the open market.
He might be a sought-after assistant or coordinator.
I'm with you. I'm not convinced that he would be snapped up in 2 seconds where people are clamoring to say that they can't live without him.
No way. He wouldn't get a head coaching job.
I'm not convinced of it either.
Saying that. How would you justify that?
He's won 2 of the last 3 NFC East divisions.
With tons of talent.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if I'm a GM, I'd have to use that to stand up there at the podium, right? You'd have to do that.
Yeah.
That would be my selling point.
I think Jason Garrett, this could be his last year. We'll see how things play out.
Well, he should have. Do you agree with me? If this guy was, again, he would have a contract for next year. How is he, Chris, on a lame duck?
Because I think this is a tryout year, which I'm totally fine with. A lot of times you hear people act like it's just, unheard of that you send a coach into the last year of his deal. Why?
No, not when you've won 2 of the last 3 divisions and you won a playoff game
because
a year ago.
You had a history before that, too.
Well, but you're supposed to reward people.
Of not making
people.
The playoffs.
But they made the playoffs and they won a playoff game. That was last year, not 4 years ago.
He's been there 9 years, Rob, and they've made the playoffs 3 times. But I'm not locking that guy up.
But it's been 2 of the last 3 years, correct, that they've had? Just saying, of late.
But they haven't had huge success. I mean, getting there is nice, but.
But they want to play
the Dallas Cowboys. It's about winning Super Bowls.
But they won a playoff game, is all I'm saying.
Okay, so I should give you a contract extension because you won a playoff game?
I'm not saying a 5-year, Chris, but that he doesn't have a contract for next year? Wow.
He should be just where he is.
I don't want to work for you when you open your business because you are
well,
tough.
Well, we got to talk about that, by the way. We haven't talked about that in a while.
Well, you're going to
you know what I'm talking about.
No, I know. Well, you'll be here, right?
So. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Very soon.
Good.
Soon and very soon.
Yes.
But, I'm fine with it. And if you don't make the playoffs or you get bounced in the first round, bye, Jason, and I'm going to get Lincoln Riley. Now, he's going to be tough to get because Cleveland could be going after him too. Don't you think? A lot of teams might go after him.
Oh, yeah.
If he Cleveland would make tons of sense.
If he becomes available, only thing is they make you keep Kitchens or whatever, and that's what turned a lot of coaches off, Chris, in Cleveland.
Well, that would if they mandated that. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, we'll get back to LeBron. 1 hour left. Keep it locked.